I'm Craig Kenneth, a relationship coach and a psychotherapist. Every relationship is different and every breakup is different. Work with me and you'll get professional help on your situation. And if you're in no contact, focused on personal growth, my workbook series, The Knowledge, will help you make changes like you've never made before. Available now at AskCraig.net. Hi there, I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And I'm Coach Victoria.
And today we're going to be talking about, has no contact not worked if your ex hasn't contacted you?
So before we start, I did want to add that I am now available for coaching alongside Coach Margaret and Coach Craig. So if you would like a one-on-one coaching session, just go on the website, click on our names at the top, and book a session with us.
Very easy to do, very simple. And we'll be happy to help you in your situation because we know how hard it is to go through a breakup.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah. It's really one of the hardest things I think anybody will ever go through.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Because it gets you at the root of where you live and where your emotions are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I hear this question a lot. Has no contact not worked for me if my ex hasn't reached out? And, you know, we did a similar video recently, and I actually took some of the comments from it because I thought they would be good to go over. One person was like, it means they're done. Mm. A lot of people have that mindset, Margaret.
Oh, right.
Oh, they haven't reached out to me, so that means they're done. And it's kind of like
may or may not mean that, yeah.
Yeah. But it seems like a black and white type of thinking.
Absolutely, yep. I'm going to talk about that later today, too. Black and white thinking.
Yeah, and it's really important to be aware of what you're thinking and feeling while you're in no contact, because it can be so overwhelming, and there's going to be a lot of different thoughts that you have, a lot of different feelings, a lot of different, frustrations, mm-hmm. right? That things aren't going the way that you want them to go, or hasn't gone as quickly as you want it to go. And it is very frustrating, mm-hmm. right, to be in that situation. So, you know, a lot of you are watching this video right now, however long you've been in no contact, and you're thinking, well, I haven't heard from my ex yet, so that must mean that this doesn't work. Well, you know, every situation is very unique. How many times did you reach out to your ex, send them a handwritten letter, stalk them, chase them, harass them, stop by their work, contact their friends and family? Did you do that before you finally went into no contact? Mm-hmm. Those things, unfortunately, can make a difference in a situation.
Yes, they can.
Right? Not always, but they can have an impact on what your ex is thinking and feeling. And how would it not? Right? Mm-hmm. You can't just ignore that they're going to have experiences and feel different things based on what you do. So, you know, all of you are in different places in your breakup right now. But if you're early on in your situation, really think long and hard before you do consider reaching out and breaking no contact.
Right? The truth is, we just don't know. We don't know what's happening on their end. And the brain doesn't like blank spaces.
No.
It tends to come up with something to ease your anxiety and or to make your anxiety worse, just to fill in that blank space. And so I could totally understand why mm-hmm. your brain might be saying they don't care, they've moved on, they're happy with somebody else, off into the sunset, they're living their best life without me. Mm-hmm. We don't know. We don't know what they're doing, we don't know what they're thinking, and we don't know what they're feeling.
Now, of course, when we talk due to coaching, we could speculate and explore right. those things with you, mm-hmm. but obviously when we're putting out a video, a generalized video for everybody, how could we possibly know?
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to talk about some of these comments because I thought they were interesting.
Yes,
and
we
talked about all of these before I put this one together, which we don't often do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, it's been a year for me, so it's definitely done. No amount of me leaving her alone has done anything. So I guess there's that.
Well, I'm sorry.
Margaret, what do you think about this? Because as I read that, it felt very emotionally charged. And they said it's been a year. And they still seem to be stuck at this place after a year after the breakup. Mm-hmm. So that's not healthy.
Right. We don't know a whole lot about the rest of the process, but no, it isn't. And I'm very sorry. And I meant it when I said my first response is, I'm really sorry this didn't work out for you. But there are a number of things we don't know. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we don't know if you've had any contact. We don't know if anybody broke no contact. We have no idea. But I hear despair. And kind of like, after a year, there's been no progress. What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm. And I hear anger.
I also hear defeat, a sense of hopelessness and helplessness
in the situation. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why it's such a difficult position, because mm-hmm. there's very little you can do. So I'm sorry it left you feeling like that. We'd have to explore it more, though, to make a real response to your dilemma. But how sad for you, how disappointing. And it feels like somehow the people who were supposed to help you have it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really sorry about that. And you can reach out to us at any time.
Yeah. You know, part of the other thing they said there that was alarming for me is they said no amount of leaving her alone has done anything. So, and this is what we're going to talk about for a little bit here, is mind reading.
Yep.
There's some mind reading going on there.
There's an awful lot of mind reading out there.
Mm-hmm. But even in this statement alone, how do you know that no amount of leaving her alone did anything? How do you know that? I mean, yes, maybe she didn't reach out, but that doesn't mean it didn't have an impact on her.
It doesn't.
So you're speculating and you're acting as if this information or this story that you've created for yourself is definitive, mm-hmm. which I think is dangerous in some ways.
Yes, but it feels a little better, I think, as Coach Victoria just said. At least you then have an answer and know where you are, even if it's kind of a gloomy outlook.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right, it's an effort to dissolve the constant anxiety.
Right, and many of you too might have that mindset of preparing for the worst so that you're ready for whatever happens.
Right.
So I could see this also coming from that place of the worst case scenario being that person has moved on, they don't care about you, and so you try to mentally prepare yourself by telling yourself this narrative and almost convincing yourself that that's what's actually happening. When in reality, we don't know. There's endless possibilities. So to be ready for the worst, you also have to prepare for the best.
Yeah. But it would seem, in that situation, it would feel like no contact isn't working.
Yes, it certainly would. Right. And it would feel like no help I've reached out for has really worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That, I think, is part of the message.
Obviously, but we don't know any of the other details other than that one little bit.
Right.
But, you know, I think it's important to take a hard look at what you're thinking in no contact and how much growth you're really doing for yourself and, you know, trying to change your life. I don't want to see anybody after a year still stuck like that.
Right.
I mean, that just feels like it happened 3 weeks ago,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Not a year ago.
Yeah. And we don't know if this person has reached out for help, additional help, other help, has a therapist. But it sounds like despair, and I'm so sorry to hear it.
All right. And we also don't want you to be in no contact just for the sake of no contact and solely for the purpose of getting your ex back. Yes, that is one of the strategies that we do teach, but also while in no contact, remember that it's for you as well.
That's important.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we could talk about that a little bit more. I have another comment here that said, she mirrored my silence and it was permanent. Mm. What do you think about that?
Well, it sounds like, as far as he's concerned, she had no input. Okay? Mirror, which has to do with looking, so she behaved back to me the way I behaved to her.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think that gives her much control over her life. If all she can do is mirror you, then you'd kind of wonder, was this person, you know, a grown-up and active in the process and so forth and so on. I don't know that that works. She may have done it to you back, but when you're talking about mirroring, it's almost like she didn't have a sense of self,
mm-hmm.
right? And so she wasn't involved in it. This kind of strange mirroring was. But it's not your fault or her fault, right?
Yeah.
You're in this together.
You know, everybody has different views on no contact. And what does success mean for no contact? If you only define it by your ex has reached out, then that really doesn't give you any ability to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're defining your success based on somebody else's behavior.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right?
But I just want my boyfriend back. I don't want you to make it complicated. Not only that, I paid you a lot to make it complicated.
We understand. But we want you to go beyond, you know, just getting your ex back, because ultimately that's another person making a decision about their life.
Yeah.
And you can only do so much. They have the right to decide for themselves.
Sure.
Who they want to be with or don't want to be with.
Mm-hmm. And I think, too, there's an essence in that comment that asks the question, how much does my behavior influence what my ex is doing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so I think with that, yes, to a degree, but it sounds like the focus is more on what they're doing, what they're thinking, whether or not they're messaging you or thinking about messaging you, instead of the focus being on, okay, what am I doing now to prepare myself for my next relationship?
Which is so critical. Mm-hmm. I cannot stress that to you enough, guys. Please make your focus on personal growth, because regardless of what happens with your ex, it will pay off.
Yeah.
You will feel better. You will be in a better place emotionally. You'll date better. Your relationships will be better with your friends, your family, your partners. You'll look a lot more attractive to new people. It just pays off in every area.
In every area, right.
So you really got to make the focus of no contact growing and kind of acting as if your ex will come back. But if they don't, that you'll still be in a great place.
Right. And I think, too, part of that personal growth is allowing your ex's silence not to torture you as much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, it's very difficult because you're so used to being connected with mm-hmm. this person. That's all you can think about. I'm sure every notification sound on your phone, you think it's your ex, or at least hope that it's your ex. But with time, that dissipates. And with working on yourself, working through that anxiety, talking it through. And so there's many things that you can do to manage those feelings. And with time, their silence becomes less torturous for you.
And it sounds like this person doesn't expect to do well if it's over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're still alive. You still have a life.
Mm-hmm.
You will still, we hope, if this doesn't work out, find someone else that you're happy with. So it doesn't have to be the end of the world, but it feels like that.
It sure does.
Yep.
You know, Margaret, I think a lot of people get so caught up in what their ex is doing, where they're at, and, oh, they're with this new person, and you just get so caught up in the online stalking and all the kind of stalking that they don't really do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that's when we see some of the, you know, scarier kind of thought process and behavior, like the mind reading.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And, you know, we were talking earlier about how sometimes you can even see some denial in that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we could talk a little bit
denial
about...
Denial about...
You know, kind of what is really going on and looking at things as from a healthy place.
Yeah.
As opposed to creating a story in your mind about what you definitely know is fact
mm-hmm.
when you really don't know that it's fact.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Like, in other words, here's another comment that somebody put. My ex is absolutely waiting for me to reach out. It is totally a form of manipulation.
Well, how do you know?
That's my point.
Yeah. Or is there enough that would tell us that as well? But how possibly do you know that your ex is dying to reach out to you and has a motive for not doing it?
And that's what I want you guys to be aware of, is that you may be making these definitive conclusions based on a story that you're telling yourself. Now, is it possible that your ex is waiting for you to reach out? Yes. But that you don't know that for a fact. That's my point.
And that was my thought, too. And if that were true, would engaging in that manipulation do anything for you?
Yeah. If you're both at a standoff and nobody mm-hmm. makes the first move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So in their situation, they're probably feeling like, oh, well, my ex is waiting for me to reach out and they're trying to manipulate me. So no contact isn't working in my situation.
Mm.
But what is the alternative?
Right.
It's kind of a dark way to look at it. Like, if my partner is torturing me, tell me again why I want her back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's another comment that stood out to me. Even if he does miss me, he will never reach out. It's so painful when the person you love so much doesn't reciprocate or can easily live without you.
Mm. And in that, there's future telling, too. which goes alongside mind reading.
Yes, it does.
Saying, definitely, this is what is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And truth is, life, we are uncertain. We don't know what will happen next.
Yeah, and that's why we say all the time that every relationship is different, every breakup is different. I say it in every video, right? We don't make promises that your ex is definitely going to reach out, because there are certainly many cases where they don't.
And don't forget ever the ubiquitous third party.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what people are being told by family members, friends, etc. Or she looks really happy, she must be seeing this guy, etc.
Now, obviously they said it's so painful when the person doesn't reciprocate, and that is absolutely true.
Yeah.
But you're also doing some mind reading there, because you also said they can easily live without you.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know that it's easy?
Because the ubiquitous third party saw so-and-so who knew so-and-so in a bar, right? So beware of what you're hearing from friends and family.
Mm-hmm. So... you know, they're obviously frustrated and hurting. There's a lot of hurt in that one, in that comment. And you're talking about how painful it is. But, you know, how do you know they'll never reach out? Maybe they will, maybe they won't. And do you want to take the risk of reaching out to them and chasing after them? Obviously, we don't know the details of that situation.
And I think, too, that view is coming from their experience, their emotional experience. So instead of saying, yeah, they can live easily without me, I think it's really them saying, I cannot live easily without them, is really where that's coming from. And that's another cognitive distortion. It's not true. Right. You can live easily without your ex. It doesn't feel like it now.
It doesn't feel like it,
And I think there's also some underlying issues, too, of maybe that their parents made them feel that way.
Absolutely.
And that's...
absolutely. And the things that get us the most upset somewhere, somehow go back to our family of origin.
Yeah. So I think there's a lot of that going on with, you know, maybe they had a parent abandon them somewhere, right? Okay, here's another comment that, you know, people were talking about no contact, right? Well, my ex is silent, but keeps trying to make me jealous on her stories and status. Why would she do this? Okay, again, we've got some mind reading here.
Right?
How do you know they're trying to make you jealous? It's possible.
Sure. They may be showing you pictures of, of them out at a bar with 500 men. But you don't know.
Yeah.
And you don't know what anybody's intentions are. And that's also a case of overthinking, I think. In trying to make sense of all of this, you don't want to overthink and reach conclusions that don't work.
Yeah. So, yes, it's possible that they're making you jealous and maybe they're trying to provoke you.
And,
or maybe hurt you.
Or maybe hurt you. Awesome. But then you don't have to put up with it. You don't have to look at their stuff. You don't have to think about them every day. And when you're ready, go out to dinner with somebody.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, and I remember in my breakups, too, also feeling like everything that I saw was about me somehow. It just, that's just how it feels.
Yeah.
Every tiny little thing, even if they change their picture on, like, Facebook or something.
I know it's about me.
Yeah, I know they change it. And it just feels like, oh, my God, their life is going on without me. Because they changed their picture and I wasn't there for it. So it does feel like that. We get very sensitive to it. But we just want you to really reflect on, how do you really know if it's about you? Is it possible? Yes. But be careful about saying that's definitive if you don't definitively know.
Right. And I think, too, no contact is a form of limit setting with your ex. So let's say, yes, they are trying to provoke you to reach out. Let's say, yes, they are trying to make you jealous. Mm-hmm. By you not engaging in that, you are setting a boundary for yourself and saying, this is not how I want to be treated.
Yeah. And you're not going to play with my heart and you're not going to manipulate me.
Right.
Right.
We want no contact to be a lot more for you than just stalking your ex, watching to see when they're going on WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger or you're driving past their house or doing all these things that we know you're doing and you know you're doing it too. You've got to really focus on getting to a healthy place, being a better partner, learning about your attachment issues, healing your own attachment issues, working on your mental health, learning new skills to be a better partner, and on and on and on that we cover in the workbooks, in the Creative Healing course, and the 1,000 videos we have on the channel, right?
Right.
We want you to focus on the positive, because you can really use this opportunity to blow your ex away. And if they don't come back, you will blow the next person away.
That's right.
What's the alternative?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, yeah. Focusing on the wrong thing and then regretting it.
Yep. And to really see if no contact is working, look at your own personal progress from the beginning of the no contact journey to the end of it. Are you more secure? Are you able to handle your emotions better? If your ex were to text you tomorrow, would you be able to emotionally handle it?
Mm-hmm.
So I think those are the real questions that you should be asking yourself at this time.
Yeah, because a lot of you will not be ready for that moment. And when it happens, it will quickly fall through your hands like sand,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you just get so excited
yeah.
and you haven't really worked on the emotional self-control and the self-awareness. And before you know it, you've given them everything they needed and wanted. And now they're like, oh, well, I've lost interest again.
Mm-hmm.
And that feeling, that spark isn't there.
Because
it's not just the connection is like an emotional feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a logical, a lot of the guys think it's this
logical thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's an emotional yeah. connection.
It's not like a formula. If you do this, 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 and this, this will happen.
Right. Yeah.
It's just unfortunately not quite that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But also, you know, we don't want you to put your life on hold indefinitely. And what I share with people is you can't do that. When you're ready, you don't have to marry somebody, but you can go out to dinner
yeah.
and have a good time and mix a little bit.
Yeah.
I think depending upon the length of the relationship, I think people should, and how much hurt they're going
yeah.
through, they should probably at least wait 4 months or so.
Yes.
To, you know,
yeah. and
really.
Most people say they don't really feel like it, and that's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Don't do it till you're ready.
Yeah.
Right.
But don't put your life on hold forever because it will make you even more angry and upset.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the personal growth does take time.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're going to be a different person in 3 weeks, although many of you are claiming that to your ex as we speak.
Yeah.
I've changed. I've already changed.
Yeah.
So, just because they haven't reached out right now, as of this moment, it doesn't mean that they won't. And I'm willing to bet there's going to be some person, at least on one day, that is watching this video when their ex reaches out, literally
right.
when they're watching
sure
it.
Right.
And when it happens, you better leave that comment because it's going to happen. I'm telling you now.
Yes, it is. All right.
Exes come back all the time. And a lot of times it's after you don't think they're going to come back anymore. But we always talk about really doing the work. And they kind of sense it, right? We don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And it may sound crazy.
They do sense it.
But
right.
if you're stuck, I really feel like they're going to be less likely to reach out as opposed to if you've truly done the work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we really want you to get to the place where you are okay with their silence, where you can manage your own anxiety without having to hear from them. That
yeah.
would be ideal.
And then if they come back, try to handle things very slowly,
mm-hmm.
maturely, act like an adult, and ideally, that's what you're looking for as well. Okay, so we covered a lot.
I think so.
And hopefully you found this one helpful. Let us know. Of course, if you want to get our help personally, you can get it on my website, askcraig.net. I do email coaching and I do Skype. Margaret is available for Skype coaching.
If you feel that I can be helpful, please sign up.
And Coach Victoria is available for coaching.
I'm excited to speak with you.
So click on their names on the top of the website to get a coaching with us. But that's it for this video. I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And I'm Coach Victoria.
And we will talk with you soon. To get my help personally, go to askcraig.net and click on schedule coaching and choose the option that works best for you. I do email coaching or Skype. To schedule a coaching with Margaret, click on Margaret on the top of the page and order a Skype with her. For the Knowledge Creative Healing course, click on the link at the top of the page and click Get Started Now.